The appellants for the company TCFC Propco said they had been processing the application for months, only to run into some issues raised by the county fairly late in the game. The private planner for the project, Spencer White, said their frustration has been building.
What I'm trying to establish here is, at this point, I don't know what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to process an application in a specially planned area already zoned and allowed for a ski maintenance facility. So trying to establish this process of not having collaboration, there's no certainty, there's no willingness to offer solutions. We have met with obstruction time after time after time.
White and TCFC's attorney Sean Farron suggested the planning code and the Canyon Spa approval were getting some new interpretations due to a, quote, new sheriff in town, that is Development Director Pat Putt. But in reply, Putt said he made no apologies for applying the code and the Canyon's approval as written. He said it was apparent the ski maintenance site plan was not where it was supposed to be on parcel RC-15, but was on nearby open space.
This isn't an issue of a new sheriff in town. I've been charged with leading a department through a process using the documents that we have available, in this particular case, the SPA. I've attempted to read them at face value extremely simply. And Spencer, Sean, if you think that this is all about my bravado in making this, I take great exception to that. This is about a new exception, a new sheriff in town. At its basic, at its core, is applying the SPA as written.
Also during the appeal, attorney Joe Tesh asked to speak on behalf, he said, of some 1,000 neighboring condo owners who would be adversely impacted by the project. The county council voted in a 3-2 vote to allow Tesh and planner Doug Clyde to speak as interveners. Tesh said the applicant, TCFC, doesn't want to go to the expense of putting the maintenance shed on the mountain, but he said it is an industrial use proposed for the resort core and would have adverse impacts, including violations of the noise ordinance. He claimed the applicants know it creates problems wherever it's located, such as in the current location in the Frostwood neighborhood.
Spencer admitted that. Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. So we want to take the hurt away from the Wyndham Hotel and Vic Frost and put it where there are 1,000 condominiums who have invested, our friends and our neighbors and other people who have now bought property, investing in the core based on what they saw to be the SPA documents, and as those were explained to you. And none of those documents talked about putting an industrial use on the entrance to the very core where they invested all of their money. TCFC doesn't care about that. What they care about is they don't want to build a road.
Attorney Joe Tesh. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.